to Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves as we launch into hour number three of the program. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you. Oh, goodness, Gardner, I'm so sorry. Gardner Goldsmith joining us as well. Hello, Gardner.
Hello, Ian, and I am here. Thank you very much.
And Mark.
All right, very good. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to jump into the email box here in moments. And, Mark, you've got a story about a man who had an impeach Bush sign and was ticketed for it. Have that ready. We're going to the phones first, though, to Johnson in Connecticut on the amplifier line.
Yeah, I heard you pre-sell that story that Mark has, and I just wanted to call. I was driving home from work today and saw a gentleman in an SUV being pulled over for, you know, and I saw him get pulled over because it was sort of, right before a light and was in traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I was passing it really dawned on me that the only reason he was being pulled over is because on the back of his car he had these sort of homemade bumper stickers that were made out of sort of folded printer paper and clear tape taped onto his back window of his car. And one of them, I only got the chance to read one as I was driving by traffic, said, the only thing we have to fear is the Bush administration itself, or something like that. It dawned on me that the only reason this guy is being pulled over is because this cop doesn't like him because of that sticker.
Well,
now,
you're presuming
that. I'm
wrong
about that. It's certainly speculation, but here's the thing. It's a state trooper pulling the guy over out of his jurisdiction. This was not a state road. This was not a highway. What is this state trooper doing pulling this guy over in a local police officer's jurisdiction?
I've seen that happen a lot.
What couldn't have been even any sort of a major infraction, because I didn't see the guy do anything.
Well, you know, it might have been like not signaling to change lanes or something like that. How long were you behind them before you noticed them getting pulled over?
It was everybody sort of in line for a red light.
Gotcha.
It's too bad that that man didn't have a cell phone and he could have called the Pork 411 the way Dave Ridley was able to when he got stopped for holding his gun out in Manhattan.
It is a damn shame. Have you seen that video, Gardner?
It's a great video.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's great.
It's certainly speculative, Gardner, but Johnson, but interesting nonetheless.
Well, I almost got myself in trouble because, you know, I, as I was speculating, it still irritated me. I mean, I believed that that guy was being pulled over for no good reason. And as I was driving by, I have my windows open when I'm driving now because it's warm out for the summer and I'm not really using my air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And as I drove by, I was about 2 feet from the police officer and I sort of muttered, but certainly audibly to both the police officer and the driver, effing fascist pig, because I was driving by. You know, I'm driving by, I'm out of there, and he stopped and whatever. So,
you know, this would have been a perfect opportunity for a spontaneous cop watch. If you had, for instance, a video camera in your vehicle, you would have been able to pull over to the side of the road and come to that motorist's assistance by videotaping the scene. It's still risky to do when you're by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
But if you are on the side of a public road, it's better than being, you know, down a dark alley or something like that.
The other thing is you'd want to make sure, you know, and since it's cop watch, I'd want to say, you know, as for anybody who is planning on doing cop watch, make sure that you have a shotgun microphone on your camera, because if you have a regular mic and you're going to try and, because I'm assuming that most people who are going to try and do a cop watch type of thing are probably going to want to keep a little bit of distance. You don't want to get right up in there with the police because, who knows what will happen to you. But if you don't have that, then you're not really going to get any sort of sound, and the video is going to be pretty worthless unless the cop does something outrageous, like starts beating the guy.
Well, obviously, the cop watch is more of a preventative thing than anything else, and I agree with you as far as video production quality is concerned. If you can have better equipment, that's good, but having anything is better than nothing, and, I mean, not a lot of people have the money to have really good equipment.
Well, I'm not even saying have great equipment. I mean, a shotgun, you can get a shotgun mic. If you can afford a video camera, you can definitely afford a shotgun mic, because you can get one of those.
Yeah, but How many consumer cameras can you mount a shotgun mic to? I don't know if there's very many of them.
You don't need to mount it necessarily. I mean,
you can hold it, but then you've lost a hand.
Or then there's also the wonder of the handyman's secret weapon, which is duct tape.
Yeah, that's true. get original and get creative, no doubt about it. Either way, better to have a camera with you in your vehicle so you can pull it out at a moment's notice and come to the aid of some random person. Also, having a business card or something like that might also be helpful, like a cop watch business card that you could hand to the person. And like when here in New Hampshire, we were having there was some sort of protest going on at the post office, and Julia and I were there. I had my video camera with me, noticed a cop pulled somebody over on the side of the road down the street away, so we walked down there and did a little impromptu cop watch and recorded the scene. The cop didn't say anything to us, and while the cop went back up to his car, I approached the driver's window, approached the passenger window and sort of motioned for her to roll it down. I handed her my freekeen.com business card and said, hey, I just wanted to let you know what we're here to do. We're here with, we're here to record this situation, if that's okay with you. I wanted to make sure that was okay with her. She said, oh, yeah, sure, that's fine. That's great. And I said, I wanted to make sure you know that you can refuse searches. And she said, no, you know, I didn't know that. And so I just want to make that clear to you. You just say no to searches, gave her my card, and we stepped back and continued recording the scene. So I felt like, you know, I helped somebody possibly refuse a search. I don't know if he asked to search because we were too far away to actually hear what he was saying. I couldn't even hear what the cop was saying, so a shotgun mic wouldn't have helped in that case.
And, you know, given the unusual nature of what you did, she'll probably mention that to a few other people and say, you know, the wildest thing happened to me today. Somebody came up and I learned this. And did you know that?
It's the little things that you can do. It's one person at a time. That's the way that we're going to change people's hearts and minds. Jonathan, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I've just got a quick question for you. I just heard this, and, you know, this is something, I don't know if it's breaking news or what, not, but I just heard this on the news break that your syndicate, GCN, runs. Now, I know not all the stations pick it up. He's basically saying that apparently the United States had plans to close Guantanamo Bay, but apparently they can't meet those plans because other nations don't want to house these killers. And I guess that's his excuse, which I find really funny, is, well, why, Bush, can't we house them actually in the United States?
Exactly.
What's the problem? Why can't we bring them here? Because we have to
court.
Try them?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep, you're exactly right. Thanks, Johnson. Appreciate the call, sir. 800-259-9231 for your comments or whatever you want to bring up. Mark, since he sort of brought us into your story, let's get into it. The man with the impeach Bush sign. What happened to him?
It's here... In Kent, from the, Plain Dealer Reporter, a soft-spoken teacher posted the words, impeach Bush, in a public garden, and a Kent police officer cast him as an outlaw. Today, Kevin Egler is fighting that in Kent Municipal Court, and the case is emerging as a free speech issue of interest as well as beyond the boundaries of Placid Portage County. Police ticketed Egler for unlawfully advertising in a public place because he put a freestanding sign near the intersection of, and Main Street. Egler said that the officer who cited him on July the 25th asked, why don't you put the sign in your own yard? Egler said his response was that he's a taxpayer and he views the public space very much as his own yard. At 45, Egler is too young to have experienced the heyday of an anti-war activity in Kent. He was only 8 when the Ohio National Guardsmen shot and killed 4 Kent State University students during a campus protest, 1970. He went to the university a decade later, putting out an underground newspaper and acquiring an accounting degree. Egler and about a dozen friends and associates have placed hundreds of anti-war messages around Ohio and neighboring states over the past 10 months. He said the effort is fueled by the notion that President Bush's military response after 9/11 terrorist attacks is both illegal and immoral. The ticket in Kent represents the first serious legal challenge to the campaign, Egler said. Egler said that when he was stopped in Kent, he asked the police officer how his sign differed from realtors posting signs on public property saying, this way for an open house. He said the officer said, you don't know the difference, but never explained what it might be.
Oh, wow.
It's different because I said so.
Right, because I'm giving you a ticket. That's why it's different.
Yeah. It's not even really advertising. I mean, with a realtor, you are advertising something. Mm-hmm. With an impeach Bush sign, that's a political opinion.
It's a call to action.
I mean, I would have thought that a more appropriate charge would have been littering.
Actually, he had some problems with that in Columbus. Apparently, one of his signs blew over, blew off a bridge and all that kind of stuff. So he got a littering ticket.
All right, because, I mean, this is really more of a public property issue than anything else. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. What's on your mind?
Someday soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, SACL, C-A-I, toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. That's the place to go. All the features are for free, and those include updates. You get signed up, we clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it is totally free. Now, Mark, we were talking about a story out of, was it Ohio?
Mm-hmm.
Where a man had posted a sign in a public garden. And the sign was an impeach Bush sign.
I don't know how it was. Was he caught red-handed doing it, or did he have a phone number on it or something? How did the cops track him down?
It's not clear.
Not made that clear. Well, presumably, maybe he put maybe the sign was paid for by so-and-so or something like that. Maybe he put some identifying info on it, because he posted this sign in this public garden, and then the cops came after him and hit him with a ticket for, what was it, unlawful advertising? Something like that?
Yeah, essentially.
I don't know what it was he was advertising besides an idea. I don't know if that really counts as advertising. It seems to me like it'd be more of a littering thing. I mean, this is a garden. You're supposed to be planting trees and flowers and things like that here. You're not supposed to be planting signs. I mean, if it was a sign garden, then, I mean, how would it be if a bunch of people came and put their favorite sign in the garden? Then it'd just be a whole bunch of signs and there'd be no more plants left. So I don't think it's unreasonable to say that if you have a public garden that only plants should be placed in it. I don't think that's too unreasonable. But nonetheless, I do sympathize with the guy. Obviously, he was being targeted to some extent. But nonetheless, this seems to be, to me, to be an issue about public property more so than anything else, in that when you're dealing with public property or so-called public property, it's really government-run property. When you're dealing with government-run property, sort of the mindset is that we all own a piece of it, which it's not really true.
Yeah, it's poppycock.
Right. Because if that were true, then the man would have been able to post his sign there.
He'd be able to post his sign there. He'd be able to dump his garbage there. He'd be able to, meditate in the nude there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not his property.
Just like posting a menorah or a Christmas tree or any of those sorts of things. You get the public property, you have to reduce it to the lowest common denominator. You either allow everything or don't allow anything.
Exactly right. So that's why we need to get public property out of the hands of the government and turn it over to private owners. Now, does that mean that private owners will always mean the property is private, in that you won't be able to access it? No, of course not. Yeah. There will be plenty of private property owners that want to open their property to the public for purposes like having a nice garden, or purposes of having a park that's open to the public, or whatever. And so let's let private people and private organizations and charitable groups and companies decide how to use property instead of the government. That way, if you want to start your own little garden and let people come in there, and if you want to allow them to post signs, then you can make that decision for yourself instead of having some arbitrary cop come along and decide, I don't like that sign, so I'm going to go after you for it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with here. It's a public property. It's a tragedy of the commons, as
they
call it.
You got it. Oh, yeah.
Let's continue with the phone calls here and go to, it's Matthew, listening on WPLM. Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hi, you guys sound like communists. You don't love America?
What?
You don't love America?
You are being facetious.
Yes,
I hope.
Yes, yes, I am being facetious.
Matthew, you're not only listening on the internet. Are you actually listening to our radio affiliate down there?
Yeah, in Concord.
Oh, okay. That's
Concord, Matt.
That's actually not PLM. That's WBNW. But nonetheless,
yeah,
same company.
Right, and great. Not having to listen over the computer.
Cool.
But,
so, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Anyway, so I got pulled over by the cops tonight.
Uh-oh.
You
weren't the guy with
today.
Homemade bumper stickers, were you?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I do have the Free State Project bumper sticker and the Thomas Jefferson one, but I don't think that was it. It was that I didn't have a front license plate on my front bumper.
How long have you not had the front license plate?
3 years.
Really? And they've not pulled you over yet until now?
Until now, yeah.
Well, you know, you're really harming a lot of other people by not putting that on there. You know that.
I know. It's
he's making state bureaucrats cry, Gardner.
You know, I can see why they want, the law enforcement community wants to have vehicles numbered with license plates. That makes sense to me. In case somebody's committing a robbery, having a number on the back or even on the back of the front of a vehicle makes perfectly good sense, so you'll be able to find that vehicle and track it down. What bothers me about license plates is the little sticker you have to pay for every single year in order to keep your number up to date. Wait a minute. My number's still my number. Why do I need a sticker to keep it up to date?
And you know, Mark, it's interesting you should bring it up, because if we were in a private paradigm, they might end up having rules that might be very similar. You know, if we had private roads or private communities, we'd say, hey, you know what, as an added level of security, we'd like to have numbers so that our security guys can sort of recognize who you are, or that you're, you know, they can track you down if you do something bad. It facilitates crime stopping or whatever.
Right. If you want to be insured, you have to put this number on the back of your car.
Yeah, but there's something missing from this calculus in the government side, and that is, let me see, it starts with a C. Oh, yeah, choice. That's right, choice.
Customer service, you know, there's another one that starts with a C.
Yeah, and it's so frustrating because in many cases, many people who want the government to do certain things because they want to feel secure, they are afraid to not allow government to do these things, but to allow private businesses to do these things,
mm-hmm.
when it would end up that private businesses might come up with similar sorts of rules and actually function in a more efficient way. So,
sure, but my main problem is having to have a license plate. It's just another form of me not owning my property.
It's true.
Yeah. I don't like any of that that garbage. But
well, I'd like to point out that here, up here in New Hampshire, and you're in Massachusetts, I presume you've got the inspection stickers down there too, right?
Yeah.
Here,
but you didn't have the inspection stickers up until like a year ago, wasn't it?
In Florida, we never had inspection stickers.
No, I mean in New Hampshire.
Oh,
I know. They've had them for a while. It's just this. There's a new way they're ripping us off with the inspections now because the government signed a contract with these people for emissions testing that they can't back out of now. Otherwise, it's a breach of contract. So we're all screwed. We all have to pay a lot more money for our emissions testing to get our stupid stickers.
It's all a scam. But really, what is interesting is that in Florida, where we come from, there are no inspections, and there's only one license plate per car, and it's on the backside. So it's like your cars are owned three times as much here by the state, because the state gets you on the front, they get you in the back, and they get your windshield with the inspection sticker. There's state logos and state requirements all over your car up in the Northeast, whereas down in Florida, believe it or not, the government manages to operate with just one license plate.
Hey, here's a story for you guys. When I was a kid at like 10 years old or 11, I get pulled over by our town cop, the chief of police, for not having my bike inspected.
What?
Yeah. In the lovely rustic town of Amherst, where everyone has their
jewels. Are you serious?
Yeah,
I've never heard of such a thing.
I was riding my bike at my friend Dave Tiedemann's place. We were going to watch Star Blazers together. I missed the show because I got stopped by this cop, or I missed like half the show, and he pulls me over. I'm on my bike, and I hear this, woo, woo. And I'm like, what the? And I pull over, my heart's racing, like, what did I do? You know, does he think I, you know, shot something or stole something? What the heck, you know? So he pulls me over, and he's like looking at me and stuff. And so I said, what did I do, chief? And he said, well, your bike is not inspected. So from that point on, I always found out what color the little inspection stickers were. Then I cut out a piece of paper and, like, I laminated and taped it on. Yeah, so
nice.
I never paid.
Awesome. Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Let us know if there's any more details in your case as far as you not paying the fine or what you decide to do. 800-259-9231. We got to talk about the media. Frank in New York's on the line as well. And whatever you want to talk about, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Millions of people suffer daily with back pain, hip pain, leg pain, sciatica, poor posture, and more. How would you like to have a tool to use at home anytime you need to help relieve the pain and not just treat the symptoms? All of these people are relaxing on a unique device placed under the hips to elevate the sacrum and let tight muscles relax. It's called the SacroWedgie. And was invented by a sports trainer to first help his athletes, and now is helping thousands. The SacroWedgie is not a quick fix, but a lifestyle, and can even be used sitting at a desk or in the car. Of course, results will vary. However, the more balanced you are, the fewer problems you'll have. Relax 20 minutes daily for relief. It only costs $29.95 for the SacroWedgie and $12.95 for the neck roll. Visit our website at www.sacrowedgie.com or call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure. The SacroWedgie works when all else fails.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The wiki's there, over 1,375 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's free, of course.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the phone. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening.
Hey, sir. What's up?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. What's interesting about refusing a police search is that often, if let's say you're on the highway and you're in your car and the police want to pull you over for something, let's just say you have a burnt out rear tail light,
mm-hmm.
and
then, or at least you know, they say that. Yeah.
Well, you know, let's say that's the case. They pull you over and then they want to search your car,
mm-hmm.
and they ask for permission, and then you say no, you're not going to consent to the search.
Right.
Please write the citation. Well, then often what they'll do is they will, make another claim and then arrest you, kind of like you have the right to refuse your breathalyzer test, but if you do it, you're automatically sort of guilty in the sense that they will take you directly to jail and
revoke your license,
yeah. And then file additional charges against you. So could you kind of explain that, how you can refuse the search?
Well, you do it just as you said. I mean, you can't predict what the cop's going to do after that, if he's going to find some sort of trumped-up charge to bring you in on, or if he's going to threaten to bring out the dogs or whatever. He can do that. He can detain you if he wants to. It may be on the flimsiest of excuses, but obviously he has the gun and you don't.
Right.
So you really just have to throw caution to the wind and refuse the search. You're certainly not going to get anywhere by accepting the search. They're going to definitely search you if you accept it. So if you refuse it, at least then there's a chance that that they'll just move on and find an easier mark. And really the point of refusing the search is to show the cop that you know your rights and that you aren't someone to be messed with. That won't necessarily, I don't think, be a guarantee every single time that the cop will back down, but it certainly is better than nothing.
Because, you know, I remember in the 1990s there were several cases. One went to the Supreme Court whereby someone was pulled over for some minor infraction, and then the police asked about a search, and the person said, no, you may not search my property. But they ended up doing it, and they found something illegal. Well, I remember that, you know, they filed an appeal after going through the local court. And Supreme Court heard the case, and they said basically that, you know, unless the police had a warrant at the time, they did not have the right to search the person's trunk and, you know, the vehicle, because there was no probable cause, you know, for the most part. However, now, though, we're in a unique situation whereby we have a situation whereby we can do warrantless wiretaps, warrantless searches under the Patriot Act, the Homeland Security Act, and the most recent provisions that Congress and the Senate gave President Bush this weekend. So what I think is very interesting about this is that ultimately it's sort of like the TV show Cops. If you're in a situation, you're pulled over, you know, they're going to do what you want, even when the people refuse the search on Cops. They always have some way of, you know, doing that. And
I didn't know. I mean, I don't watch Cops that often, but whenever I've seen Cops, they never show anyone refusing a search. Do they actually ever show that happening?
Yeah, but then the point is someone says, well, you know, the other cop comes out around from the car and says, well, you know what? I see something here that looks like, oh, dear, safety. And then they open it, and then they find out, you know, there's something that's illegal or illicit. And the person then confesses to the police officer because the cop said, you know, if you tell us now, we're going to go a lot lighter on you than the other. And they always walk away with, you know, the person in handcuffs and, you know, some quick remarks. So in a sense, I think you're very good about informing the people regarding the right to search. And I really wish we could get, like, maybe the Bar Association or the ACLU to issue some new guidelines on that. Because, you know, the police are going to hassle the people, especially in political situations.
Sure. Yep.
And I find it offensive that someone that has an impeach Bush sticker on their car is going to be, you know, ticketed and cited for something such as advertising, when really we have the right to dissent. And, you know, this is, it's going to get a lot worse, I fear.
It is getting worse.
Impeach Bush.
Yeah,
cabinet.
Mm. Well, he's not going to get impeached because, thank you, Frank, he's not going to be impeached because it's clear the Democrats aren't interested in rocking that boat. They
would appear.
They're all working together up there in Washington, and that's a huge problem. And I think he's right. I think it'd be nice to have somebody who is more familiar with current case law sort of do an update on a step-by-step how to refuse a search and stay firm on your refusal to allow the police to search. You know, all we understand is that just say no to searches. Say something to the effect of, I'm sorry, I don't consent to your search. It's not that I have anything to hide. It's just that I'm not interested in that, or I've got somewhere to be. I've got an appointment to make, and I just don't have time for this. So you just have to say no and hope that you aren't dealing with a rogue cop who's going to do whatever it takes to search your car, or who's going to search your car anyway and then make something up, or place a marijuana roach in your ashtray and then say, well, where'd this come from?
Right.
And you never know who you're dealing with as far as who it is that the cop is and how corrupt they are. But that doesn't mean that you should allow them to search. Always refuse a search. At least that way you can go into court and say, you know what, I did not consent to this search. I made that very clear. And if the cop was recording the scene via his audio recording and video recording in the car, then there will be some sort of evidence that you can uncover to reveal.
Then you have a nice long court battle in your future.
Mm.
Well, nobody wants that, Mark.
No.
But the only reason why you would have
it does
that
beat
court,
being guilty.
The only reason why you'd have that court battle is if they had actually arrested you for something. Because if you just refuse a search, they can't take you to court for that. They would have had to have found something to arrest you over, whether it be drugs or guns or whatever it is. So presuming there isn't anything in your car and presuming the cop doesn't plant something, you should be A-OK. Either way, it's a scary situation to be in. And people, you know, the adrenaline rushes and you're nervous.
Oh, yeah.
It's not anything you want to be in, which is why you want them to go away as soon as possible. And by asserting your rights, by letting this cop know that you aren't just the average pushover, because that's what they are expecting to deal with, mm-hmm. right? When they pull somebody over who might be a long hair or driving while black or driving while Hispanic or, you know, driving a beater or something like that, they're used to just having somebody just easily manipulable, somebody who doesn't know their rights, and walking all over those people.
And, you know, Ian, in bringing this up, you can translate that. People get that adrenaline rush when they're face-to-face with a cop and there's a physical proximity. But we are in danger of having our bank records checked and investigated and searched, of having our phone conversations checked and searched. And why people don't translate the same sort of fear about government inefficiency or government manipulation onto that sort of thing as they would feel if they were in that immediate situation. They should feel threatened by this FISA thing that happened
Absolutely.
Over the weekend. They should feel threatened by the fact that if they move X amount of money, the government can come in mm-hmm. and start checking you out.
But they don't know it.
Yeah, and banks themselves are supposed to report now deposits of larger
That's
than
$5,000.
Exactly.
They're called cash transaction reports.
Yeah.
But most people don't know these things.
No, and that itself, I think, just the risk that the government can come in and investigate what I'm doing with my money, I get the same feeling about that as I would get if I had a police officer behind me and I knew, oh, this guy's going to want to search my car. Now, I don't have anything in my car, but I don't want him to search my car.
Now, we know about those things because we pay attention to what goes on in the world of news and that sort of thing. But most people aren't aware of cash transaction reports because they aren't laundering money.
Yeah.
Whereas money launderers are well aware of cash transaction reports and make sure that they do business underneath those reporting requirements.
Right. So the regular citizen who deals in $10,000 in cash, for whatever reason, whether they're buying a car or whatever they're doing, they get a report put in on
right.
them, and it can ruin their whole month.
Yep. Regular people are more likely to be caught up by these laws than the criminals. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. You can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site we give away, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by going and voting for us at the Podcast Awards. It only happens once a year. We have won the Podcast Award 2 years in a row, the 2 years they've been doing it. And so this is our third opportunity to win. We can do it. There's a lot of competition this year. I'd say double the nominations this year than there were last year. So we need you even more so than normal. Go to PodcastAwards.com, scroll down to the political category, and vote for Free Talk Live. It's that simple. In fact, you can do it today and Friday and Saturday, and it's over Saturday night. So you can do it every single day, once a day, or just do it once, whatever you have time for. We would appreciate it. PodcastAwards.com. Scroll to the political category and vote for Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones and to David in New York. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yes.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, with the IMF.
What is the IMF?
It's a perpetually funding agency for international trade.
The International Monetary Fund, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Correct. International Monetary Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Is financing out numerous radicals.
Hmm.
Whose altruism to, I would say, civilization at times seems to be tenuous.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the IMF. Gardner, are you aware of the IMF?
Yeah, the IMF has pretty much, it's a mess. I mean, they, for example, International Monetary Fund money has been used to supposedly stop starvation in Africa. The money instead goes to warlords who kill more people in Africa.
Well, that's what happens whenever you fund any government out there. You know, people assume, oh, we're going to do something to save the people. It never gets to the people. Yeah. I don't care if it's a giant shipment of Q-tips. It's never going to make it to the people unless you have volunteers on the ground administering it, and then you have a chance of getting it to, you know, the starving masses that need it. But if you just you know, drop something out of the back of a C5 Galaxy, it's never going where you think it's going to go.
David, thank you for the call. Really appreciate hearing from you. Is the UN behind that group, or is it something different?
It's the International Monetary Fund is its own thing, but a lot of the people who were involved in starting the IMF were, are involved with the World Bank and also were involved with the UN. And, you know, there's the whole Bilderberger thing behind that and everything. But the IMF as an institution is inefficient and pretty much useless. Although I have to say there are some interesting...
Somebody must be pocketing some... I mean, somebody is taking money and profiting from this, though. I mean, it's, it's not useless to the people running it.
No. There are whole people who make their careers. But the funny thing about it, though, Ian, is that occasionally the IMF will get some pro-free market people in there. I think, was it James Bovard was an advisor for a while?
Really? I've read some of his stuff. He's a good writer.
He's awesome. He is awesome. James Bovard. JimBovard.com, I think, is the website. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic. And I think Amity Schles, whom I went to see at Foundation for Economic Education a couple weeks ago down in Irvington, she has a new book called The Forgotten Man, all about the ridiculous proposals of FDR. She's not an Austrian libertarian as I would be. She's more of a Milton Friedman-like libertarian. She doesn't mind central banking so much, but I think she's right now a scholar. I think she's a scholar with the... she's worked with the IMF or something like that as well, which, you know, some people
say... Not enough to rescue the organization.
Oh, no way. No way. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones to the fund. Scott in California listening on KSCO. Hello, Scott.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind? Yes, sir. It sure does.
Yeah, whoever's making money, the occult is behind it. You know, you're not in a police state when a police car's behind you and have a warm, fuzzy feeling in your heart, protected and safe. Then you know you're not in a police state, okay?
Somebody absolutely.
That way, baby. Listen, at first I didn't like you guys, you know, because it looked like you were pushing immigration, you know, just for the Mexicans and not for everybody, because that's the way it is, you know. That's just the way I perceived it. But you know what? Keep blowing the whistle on this police state, and maybe, well, you know, we can be a free country once again.
That's what we're working on, Scott. Any other thoughts for us?
Yeah, maybe I'll join you in New Hampshire. I'll keep listening.
That'd be awesome.
Sweet. Thank you. Wow. Thanks for the call, man. We really appreciate it. No, we're pushing immigration freedom. That's what we're pushing. We're talking about getting rid of the bureaucracy. We're talking about eliminating welfare. We're talking about eliminating the bowl of milk, as Mark puts it, for all of the bad types of immigrants. We're talking about allowing people to come here and make a better life for themselves, whether they're coming from Borneo, whether they're coming from the Ukraine, whether they're coming from Mexico or Madagascar. I don't care where you're coming from. If you want a better life and you want to live in freedom, this should be the place to come.
And Scott's not unusual. Listening to this show for the first time, it's got to be
a shocker.
It's a horrifying experience. People are like, holy crap, whatever issue it is that we're talking about, it's got to come out of the radio sounding like pure unadulterated chaos. Oh yeah, we just want to get rid of the border patrol and we want to open up the border so the immigrants can pour in here and speak Spanish and shove tacos down your throats and, you know, whatever it is that it must sound like to the average listener. But in fact, we are very consistent. We believe that Americans, everyday individuals, can handle their own lives, and we don't need the government stepping in and solving every single one of our problems, and in the process, making our lives miserable.
Right. They don't solve problems.
Costing
they create
all
new problems.
Kinds of money.
Yeah, how can you ask somebody to have faith in you to be able to handle your own life if you don't reciprocate the same sentiment for other people?
Exactly.
You know, it's funny you should mention the immigration thing, because I get emails from my aunt and uncle on my mother's side, my mother's brother and his wife.
The forwarded emails?
Yeah, FW, FW, FW. And this one was about Social Security. As the Circle Jerks would have said, Social Security has run out on you and me. Remember that song? So,
I'm not sure you're even allowed to mention that group's name on the radio.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure about that either, yeah. So, anyway.
That was their name, and I know they got radio playtime. I heard them on the college radio.
That's
so.
True, absolutely. But this is interesting because they said, did you know that these foreigners, they come in, they're foreign, and they're getting Social Security, and they haven't even paid in. They're getting money they haven't paid for. It's like, well, you know, if you're over 80 and you're getting Social Security, you're probably getting money you haven't paid into the system. I'm sorry, but that's the way it works. There are lots
none
of old
the money
people
you
today.
Hold on. None of the money you get is the money you paid in.
Exactly. But you're getting far more than what you could have put in many cases. Many people are getting that. So apparently they don't mind if you're an American and you're getting back more than you had taken from you from the government for Social Security, and somebody else has to pay for
it. This is all a big game of misdirection and distraction by the government, right?
Yeah.
You know, they've created this Social Security wealth redistribution communistic
program.
This
big pot of money so that we can all scrap over who gets what piece of this money. It was our money to begin with. Stop taking it from us, and there won't be any problems.
Oh, yeah, no. We're Americans. We're the only ones who can take your money.
You know, it's ludicrous. This Ponzi scheme, the Social Security, the average American that is going to get it is going to get a 1% return on the money that they put in. Likely, it won't be enough to buy yourself a bag of dog food when I get to be 65 years old. And, you know, I mean, it's ludicrous. If I was able to keep my money, put it in an IRA, I'd actually get some kind of return on it that would be better than inflation.
Right.
And
you'd be a multimillionaire.
You absolutely would. But, you know, we're always concerned about that other person that might not put their money away and they could starve on the streets.
See, Mark, because somebody can't decide how to handle their money, you should be forced to not be able to handle your own money.
You know,
great point.
We had a system for this in the past. It was called poor houses. This is where people who didn't have any money, they all went to live sort of communally and they worked, you know, to support themselves. And the ones that couldn't get along there, well, they had big problems.
The government has done an amazing job of distracting the American people from the real issue. The real issue isn't immigrants coming here. The real issue is the government confiscating your wealth, and then they're deciding what to do with it.
Right, and it's all based on the lowest common denominator. And by that, I mean the stupidest person out there, the one who's least capable of taking care of themselves. That's the person by whom our yardstick is, you know, the yardstick by which we are all judged. Look, I don't need you judging me by the dumb guy next door.
Right.
Leave me alone. I can handle the investment of my money. I can handle whether or not to hire somebody who, you know, might speak limited English. These are things that I can handle as an adult.
The question isn't who gets Social Security. The question is, why have you accepted the concept of Social Security?
Not to mention that Social Security is entirely voluntary, and we shouldn't have to be, you know,
Again, they've distracted you from that as well.
Right. As a small business person, I don't pay in.
They've distracted everybody from the real issue, and that is the government itself, the nature of the system, the coercive nature of the state. And who can blame them? I mean, they've done a very effective job at it. They are trying to protect their system. They're trying to protect their power. That's why they educate you. That's why the government runs the schools, to keep you distracted. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And we'll join you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.